Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a slightly lower open with S&P futures down 0.1% just after 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Bonds are mixed with U.S. 10-year yields off around one basis point at 1.61%. The dollar is firmer versus the Japanese yen, lower against euro and sterling. Oil is up. Gold is firmer, industrial metals are lower. On the commodity front, the IEA just published its latest monthly report, with headlines suggesting expectations are for oil prices to ease as supply increases. Some focus on geopolitics overnight as the virtual summit between President Biden and President Xi began amicably. No real breakthrough was declared, with both sides mostly reiterating established viewpoints. The meeting was seen more as an opportunity to prevent a further deterioration in relations. Biden pressed on human rights, economics, and ensuring a free and open Pacific. Xi stressed better communication and cooperation. Also in politics in Europe, a lot of press on the border tensions in Eastern Europe, with migrants on the Belarus-Poland border and the Russian troop buildup on the Ukraine border. On the macro data front, UK labor market data saw a drop in jobless claims and earnings. The data is likely to reinforce expectations for a Bank of England rate liftoff in December. In France, October CPI came in line with the preliminary reading, and Eurozone Q3 GDP is also due this morning, though post this recording. On the US macro calendar, October export and import prices, October retail sales, capacity utilization, industrial production, as well as September business inventories and November NAHB housing market index. On the corporate front, Asia's game developers sector jumped on Tuesday after the 21st Century Business Herald reported that regulators in China were set to resume approving new games following a three-month halt. In Hong Kong, Tencent and NetEase were among the notable gainers. Hong Kong casino stocks also moved higher following executive comments that occupancy rates have stabilized. A few headlines on the China property sector as well, though nothing particularly market-moving. Bloomberg did report that Caixa creditors still have not received an interest payment due last week. On the earnings front in Europe, Vodafone Group traded up more than 4% after posting better-than-expected H1 figures. Earnings today in the U.S. will include Walmart and Home Depot posting their results before the open. Asian equities generally started well on Tuesday but finished off their peaks, with some slipping into the red. Hong Kong finished strong with its healthcare, biotech, and gaming stocks supportive. Mainland China indices were mixed. Australia was dragged lower by its energy sector. Korea finished just in the red and Japan just in the black, with Taiwan also holding on to gains. In regional central bank news, the latest Reserve Bank of Australia minutes outlined reasons why inflation pressures are less intense in Australia, but also noted outcomes that could see inflation turn out higher than expected. Governor Lowe repeated inflation will be transitory and that the board is prepared to be patient on rates. Markets, however, continue to price in rate hikes sooner than the RBA forecasts. European equity markets opened higher on Tuesday. Not a lot of change in long-standing themes. On Monday, the ECB's Lagarde and Vice President de Guindos both talked up the transitory inflation theme ahead of key December decisions. The Bank of England's Bailey reiterated that all policy meetings are live and defended guidance after leaving rates on hold earlier this month. European semiconductors are in focus as Bloomberg, citing a draft policy paper, reports EU officials are preparing to discuss looser restrictions on government subsidies for chip plants in the region. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.